Well, multiple people dead, 15 people shot in Rochester is the news for today in America of the anarchists and the protests. Rochester, we're in New York here. My uncle was CEO in Rochester until he retired. I went to Rochester once when I was homeless, and they were like, oh, it's that guy's son or something. They could tell. It's a very tight city. And, wow. They're probably white, so it doesn't matter. Like, you know, I don't get treated for illnesses, or this month they decided that I don't need food. So the food stamp lady gave it to the Black Lives Matter, and we were moving into town by the busload. And nobody's really saying what I should do about it. So, you know, I mean, I'm just putting in a little thing for myself, which I always do. You know, no treatment, no medicine, even the most remedial kind, like things that production cost is 50 cents that could save my life, they would say, no, we can't give this to you. They are saying, no, we can't give this to you. And now, food, you know, so, I mean, it sucks. I mean, I'm a victim here. I mean, that's where I am. I'm a victim here. I started this town 20 years ago with like three other people. Everybody's been dead down about 15 times over, and this group thinks it's going to survive. Even though half of them. Wow. 15 shot, 3 dead. I mean, let's not focus on the millions who are about to be cut off and killed in 2 months, or even earlier. Depending on how many people say they want to vote for Biden, but their vote won't count anyway, because it doesn't matter. The election is a sham election. So you can say whatever you want. The Constitution doesn't provide for a popular elected president. Hillary will be president. She won by almost 1 million votes, even with massive intimidation. This time, you know someone's been to a Trump rally, because they come back looking like a prince. You know? That means they went to a Trump rally of some sort. And so you have people who otherwise would be killed in 2 weeks or 3 months or whatever, coming back like, I'm a prince. You know? So, I mean, that's like, there's a Trump cult, a deep cult, which if they see you in front of their car and nobody's looking, they'll run you over. And I have, you know, people, I'm crossing the street with the light in the middle of the day, and people just swerving to me, you know, and I'm over with the car. They go, oh, are you okay? And I go, yeah, well, I pushed off again. You know, and you gotta roll and get them quick, because they're coming at you with a club. You know, I mean, yeah, so I mean, that's where life matters, so I mean, yeah, this is big, you know, there's 3 dead people in Rochester, that's the, they're white, they're probably white, it's a white town, so it doesn't count, it probably won't even be mentioned anywhere, I mean, it wasn't mentioned anywhere except one place that I could find, mass shooting. It could be a lot worse, because not so much the Trump thing, there's other people, there's a federal troop, all that. But people who have been writing checks for themselves for $1 trillion a day, and the people who pat them up militarily, they all know that in 2 months they're going to have to be able to start killing about a million. I mean, this man, Hitler would blush. Hitler would cower under a table if he knew what was about to happen, what's happening. I mean, Hitler is not even in this picture. Genghis Khan, I mean, no, Genghis Khan was a good guy. He was a cop. So was all the other empires. This isn't that kind of deal. This is a low, monstrous god. It's not Jesus. It's not Satan or Lucifer. This is a low God. I can't describe it, but imagine a bubbling, monstrous. 3 Dead in Rochester. More news in 11.